With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. Young candidates across the San Joaquin Valley are on several local school board ballots this year. FM89's Madi Bolaños has this story of three candidates in their 20s who have a lot to say about education.
Hi, this is David Paredes. It's Francis
Contreras. 24-year-old David Paredes is running for the Area 5 seat on the Fresno Unified School Board. Since his campaign started in August, he's made about 100 phone calls a day, like the one you're hearing now.
And I'm also a direct product of the school system, so I feel like I know what has worked, what hasn't worked, and where our priorities need to be, like increasing access to mental health resources for our youth and addressing climate change. So
the Fresno State graduate says climate change is a big priority for him. And as a community organizer for local nonprofits, he says the Fresno youth he's met agree.
There are a number of things that they do care about, but environmental justice was the number one issue, I think, for the most part, because without doing something about climate change and letting our planet just kind of rot for us, then really our youth don't have a future to thrive on.
Paredes is running against incumbent Carol Mills, who has served on the board for 4 terms. But he says he doesn't see himself as someone trying to disrupt the system. He's already connected with 4 of the current school board members.
I've become acquainted with them, and it really doesn't feel like there isn't potential for a partnership. It's really just kind of adding a fresh new perspective.
About 20 miles south of Fresno, recent UCLA graduate Jaspreet Nagra is running for Area 2 seat on the Selma School Board. Like Paredes, this first-generation Indian American says she's concerned about the future of young people. A program that she benefited from in high school called Doctors Academy was recently cut by the district.
And what it did was like provide tutors, it provided internship experiences, exposure to health disparities in our community. But then even after high school, it provided outreach still. So you weren't really dropped off after you left high school.
Kids need intensive programs like these, says the 22-year-old. So when Doctors Academy was cut, Nagra decided she should run for school board.
Well, I spoke to a parent who actually talked to me about how they moved their kids away to a different district because they saw issues too. But I think the top concern is that parents aren't really feeling listened to. I'm not a parent with kids in school, but even I had to dig for some information about what was going on.
During her time at UCLA, Nagra was director of a nonprofit that reached out to local elementary schools that were in underserved areas like Selma. And as a learning assistant at UCLA, she looked directly at how to bridge the educational achievement gap. That's why when it comes to cutting programs like the Doctors Academy, Nagra says she would have looked at the bigger picture.
Because I think a lot of the questions that were asked were just like flat numbers, you know, like how many students that went through this program ended up becoming doctors. But I think we also need to look at like how many students that were in this program got to go to college.
If elected, Nagra says she wants to focus on creating more partnerships that will inspire students and instill a love of learning. She also wants students to have a reason to return to Selma after college, like she did.
And I think schools are a place to start because once students have opportunities, then they'll want to come back and also help our town.
Like Nagra, 24-year-old Blake Zanti wants to see more young people like him contribute to their communities. He's running for the Area 2 seat on the Fresno County Board of Education.
And so that's kind of what my campaign has been about, being a next generation voice for the folks that live here in Fresno.
He says COVID-19 not only negatively affected Fresno County's public health, but the local economy as well. That's why he wants to advocate for increased vocational training and career technical education in high schools. And he wants to see more pathways to higher education for students.
And so I kind of see an opportunity to build partnerships with our high schools and our local colleges and universities and try to provide options for kids when they're graduating to be able to go on to a higher education.
Zanti says he feels pretty confident he'll be in a position to help create those partnerships, given the support he's received from State Senator Andreas Borges, Assemblymember Jim Patterson, and the mayors of Fresno and Clovis. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Madi Bolaños.